From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. The Democratic primary is turning out to be not just a marathon, but a long, long ultra-marathon. Could next Tuesday's contest in Indiana and North Carolina finally wrap up the Democratic contest? This week brought plenty of hills and valleys. Reverend Wright went on a media tour full of fire, if not brimstone. Then Senator Barack Obama denounced his former pastor, and Senator Hillary Clinton lost another pledged superdelegate. Today we bring you two Democratic U.S. congressmen and superdelegates who've got different takes on the race. In a few minutes, we'll talk to U.S. Congressman Charles Rangel of New York. Right now, we have House Majority Whip James Clyburn. He's the congressman from South Carolina's 6th District, and we started out by asking him if the upcoming contest would end the Democrats' search for a candidate.
I think the contest will march on and on, and I think it should. I am a great believer in the process, and I think that our candidates will not do justice to our down-ballot races if any one of them were to just step out of the process. And we have so many young people voting in our primary this time that sort of have dropped out over the past few years. I want them to stay engaged, want them to stay interested, because if they were to participate in the primary, chances are good they will participate in the general election.
You yourself are an uncommitted superdelegate. You have remained neutral, but you've also spoken out about Bill Clinton's role in this campaign season. He has been criticized of race baiting and even saying that the race card has been played against him. Now, the New Yorker magazine describes you saying that when Senator Hillary Clinton lost South Carolina, that Bill Clinton called you up and chewed you out for nearly an hour. So what did he say and how did you respond?
Well, I'm not going to get into what he said in that conversation. All I'm going to say is that we did have a conversation, and he was obviously disappointed with the South Carolina results.
Some of the superdelegates are accelerating their efforts to kind of lay their cards on the table in the hopes that they can end the ongoing race. And former Democratic Party Chief Joe Andrew switched his superdelegate vote from Hillary Clinton to Barack Obama, mentioning that he wanted this race, this primary race, to be over. Do you think this race is going to be decided by the superdelegates ultimately?
Well, in the final analysis, if you got to get to 2025, then you can't get there without the superdelegate vote. No question about that. So if that is the determining factor, the number of votes you get, sure, the superdelegates will be doing it. Though we do have the authority to vote anywhere we want. The question is whether or not we had the temerity to reverse the will of the voters, and that's the problem.
What do you make of the recent remarks by Reverend Jeremiah Wright and then Senator Obama's denunciation of his remarks? Do you think that this is a moment that could hurt Senator Obama?
Oh, yes. There's no question but that Reverend Wright's comments did damage to this campaign. Damage can be repaired. I think that Senator Obama responded in a way that might reverse some of that damage. I'm certain that it stopped it. There is no monolithic black church. There are black Catholics. There are black Jews. There are black everything that you can think of. And to say that this is some kind of attack on the black church is just ridiculous. I don't know why Reverend Wright decided to inject himself into this national debate in this way. This, to me, is one of the most strange occurrences that I have ever seen in my political life, that after all of these years, almost over two centuries of slavery, and then all of a sudden on the verge of an African-American getting the nomination of his party for the first time in the history, and for anybody to engage in conduct to destroy that is worse than eating your young.
Congressman, although you remain at this point technically uncommitted, you sound very much like an Obama superdelegate. Can we take out our piece of chalk and mark you down in that column?
No. I hope I sound like a father of three African-American children and the grandfather of two African-American children. And I would be ashamed of what I saw in the mirror tomorrow morning if I were to stay silent as I watch the future of a young African-American being denigrated in this way. It has nothing to do with whether or not he is the nominee. It has everything to do with whether or not he gets a fair opportunity to pursue that nomination and not to be kneecapped by anybody.
Congressman, it's always great to have you on. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
That was House Majority Whip James Clyburn. He's a Democrat from South Carolina who represents the state's 6th Congressional District.